Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. So March Madness is here. You had Selection Sunday yesterday. I find it interesting that like four or five teams said no to the NIT, so they don't make the tournament.
St. John said, no thanks. Pitt said, I think they were interested.
Yeah, St. John's is one of the prominent ones.
Oklahoma.
But yeah, like five teams, I think, said no.
Yes.
It's such a letdown.
And didn't one team also say that they were going to focus on the transfer portal? That's why they weren't going to the tournament?
No, that's the main reason why none of these teams are playing it, because the transfer portal opens today, and the coaching staffs would rather care more about that than they do the tournament. Tom Green went crazy last night on ESPN. He was super pissed off that these teams aren't playing, because basically, as is, the NIT is dead.
Correct.
There's no question about it. I would want to coach. I would want to develop my team. You've got bigger staffs than you've ever had. There's plenty of time for the portal. There's plenty of time to talk to recruits. There's plenty of time to negotiate NIL deals. There's not plenty of time to play. There's not plenty of time to get your players on the floor and give them a chance to get better. There's not plenty of time for guys to continue to play that may never get to play again. And that, to me, is absolutely ridiculous. It's each coach's choice. I get it. But if you take away a chance to play the games, to put your team on the floor, let them opt out. All right, the bowl season has it all the time. Let it happen. Who cares? Give your players and coaches a chance to keep coaching and playing, and don't shortchange. If a guy doesn't want to play, go sit down. If a coach doesn't want to coach, go recruit. But there's got to be enough people to put five, six, seven people on the floor and go play. Makes absolutely zero sense to me.
Yeah, this is why the NCAA is just a complete disaster, because they really should change the dates. They should do it for football, too. But there's no way that the portal should be open the day after the selections are out. In college football, they have the portal open the exact same time as high school recruiting's open. So high school recruits get screwed. But they have no control over it. They haven't set any boundaries, any rules. So this is the situation. College coaches are looking forward to trying to get their players back in, or to go out and pluck in players from other schools and make their team better next year. If there was a two-week respite, and you had 2 weeks before the portal opened, it's obviously a different story.
But you know what's a little different about it now is that there's so much turnover.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, in years past where guys, if they had the opportunity to go to Italy or something, or go to Europe, you know, and to play in tournaments, you know, they get to do that once every 4 years. The teams, there's so much turnover.
Yes.
They don't even care if they're together for another tournament.
Well, the tournaments that got in, I'll say, I didn't watch a ton this weekend, but NC State, what a run. And the end of their game against UVA was pretty incredible.
Well, if UVA just makes some free throws.
Yeah, UVA is...
Those are kids that usually hit free throws.
Yeah.
And, you know, chalk it up to nerves or whatever. I mean, guys miss free throws all the time. But
if you miss it, UVA's at the foul line, up three with 5 seconds to go, and the guy misses. And then NC State, it's a bank shot three-pointer to push it into overtime. Yep. They win in overtime, and then they upset North Carolina to win the tournament.
They played five games in 5 days, and they get into the tournament.
That's awesome.
You know, it's the first ACC tournament they've won since Val Vanna was there in 1987.
I saw a graphic that they have now more wins at Capital One this season than the Wizards.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Well, and that's a lot. That's a another reason why, you know, four or five teams just got bumped that probably would have been in the tournament. I didn't think UVA should have got in. I think I would have taken St. John's over UVA, but St. John's had a bad stretch before Pitino criticized his team publicly. But, you know, you look at the net rankings, UVA was about 25 spots below St. John's.
Yeah, I heard St. John's
had a couple really good wins back in December where they beat a couple SEC teams, Florida and Texas A&M, but they really struggled the last 3 weeks. I don't know if I would have put UVA in over St. John's.
I heard St. John's and Pitino in particular complaining about the net ranking, saying, I don't want to ever hear that term again.
Right.
I mean, with 32 in the net. Well, first of all, I think we all should probably never mention that word again because I think it's fraudulent. You know, my son was 25 in the net, and he was saying he wasn't in with 25 wins. So I think the net's something that shouldn't even be mentioned anymore. I think that we had a good strength of schedule. Ken Pom, why mention him? We were 26 in Ken Pom. So I don't know. We tried to play a tough schedule. We tried to do things the right way, and we didn't get in. But, you know, I never make excuses. I respect the committee for what they do. They give their time. They give their energy to it. They didn't think that we measured up to their standards, and we'll take a very positively like men and move forward. We're not going to gripe. We're not going to say we got screwed. We're not going to. None of that helps. Bitterness does not help. I've had enough bitterness in my life to last a lifetime.
Yeah, that's a great line.
You've also had a pretty charmed life there, buddy.
But that is a great line. And he's right. There probably should have been at least five Big East teams to get in the tournament, but because they're, you know, five conference tournament champions were teams that weren't getting automatic bids, that plucks five at-large bids, including teams like St. John's.
So the net ranking is what, like KenPom, RPI, and all those compiled? Like, what is net ranking?
No, it's totally different. It's quad one through quad four wins and losses, and it's who you've beaten in the top 50, who you've beaten in the top 50, where you beat them.
Gotcha.
If you don't follow it, it's kind of complicated, but it is a good
it's
ranking.
Tough to learn on the fly from the sound of it.
It is a good ranking based on who you've beaten, where you've beaten them.
Right.
But clearly, when you have five conference champions that weren't going to get into the tournament, A-10, American, ACC, Pac-12, and Mountain West, that's five bubble teams that get screwed.
I don't know who to root for in this tournament because there are no locals in it. Really, unless you're going to say UVA's
Howard.
Local.
Well, Howard.
Yeah.
And by the way,
let's be realistic.
I know. But props, props to Kenny Blake, yes, and Rod Bolanos and Howard. Last year, they get to the tournament first time since 1992. They've never been to the tournament back-to-back years ever in the history of the school. And Kenny Blakeney comes in and takes over for Kevin Nickelberry 5 years ago and wins four games in his first year, 4-25. And then year four, he's going to the tournament. Year five, he's going to the tournament again. Just an unbelievable
great
run.
Great job by him. Props.
Yeah. And they, you know, they beat Norfolk down in Norfolk. Same thing they did last year. And then to beat Delaware State, who has really good guards. And Howard was just banged up. I mean, they had no bench. They've got four players hurt. One of their starters got hurt during the game, and he was still able to come out with a win. So great job for Howard and the Bison. Hopefully we'll get him on the show either today or tomorrow.
Well, congratulations.
They play tomorrow at 6:30.
Okay.
They're flying out to Dayton today at 10:30.
I can root for them. I'll root for them, but I just don't expect them to make a great run. I think the one thing that I'm going to root against, and it's simply from clips that I see online all the time. Dude, that Hurley who's coaching UConn's a bit of a nut job. I'm rooting against him.
Dan Hurley.
He's already won one.
Yeah.
Rooting against him. That's it.
He's getting fans kicked out all the time. He wants to get in scraps with everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a little psychotic, but he's a great coach. And he put it up. His team is unbelievable.
Coach, no doubt about it. But he is, you know what he is? Unlikable.
I have no vested interest in any other team. Give me a team to root for, EB.
JMU.
Yeah, root for the Dukes. Yeah.
How about Longwood? We had a coach on last year.
Yeah.
Griff Aldridge, or maybe that was 2 years ago. He's back in playing Houston. I mean, the 16th seed, not going to win, but
I saw that
you got some teams you can root for.
Awad was distraught that his Rams get knocked out by Duquesne, who hasn't been in the NCAA tournament since 1977.
I was stunned by that.
Yeah.
Kind of didn't know Duquesne had been that way.
The last time they were in the tournament, Norm Nixon was playing for them.
Right.
That's crazy, man.
Hey, you can root for the NIT. Virginia Tech's playing Richmond.
Yeah, I know.
First round.
I just can't get into it. I'm going to root for the Lady Hokies because they're 4 seed.
EB gets nice and they're playing at Hinkle.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Dude, you go to Hinkle. It's a special. It's a special
love
gym.
Some Hinkle.
I think there's some some underdog teams, some lower seeds that you should root for, I would just mention a couple of them. Bryce Drew's doing an unbelievable job at Grand Canyon. They're playing St. Mary's in a 12-5. Some of these lower level.
How many years has he been there? Because wasn't Dan Marley the coach there for a while?
I want to say less than five. I mean, yeah.
They screamed to me like online university.
Yes.
Like, did they start as an online bit? And then they're like, oh, you know what? We'll field a hoops team.
No, you know what it is? It's it is a for-profit university, though.
Okay. That's just a private university where, like.
Well, like, I think it's the only one.
Oh, it's the only one in the like country?
Like they could shutter. They could shutter tomorrow, and your degree would be worthless.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, didn't know that.
But it's kind of a crazy, success story for Bryce Drew. So you can root for guys like that, and then some of these schools, like we just mentioned, schools who haven't been to the tournament ever, like Stetson, or teams like Drake. Their head coach, their son's their best player. The head coach is the father of the best player. His name is Darian DeVries. I mean, there's some cool stories other than, the top two or three seeds.
Who won the MAC? Because I know Marist was in the semifinals, I think. It lost by a point.
Metro Atlantic was the St. Peter's.
St. Peter's?
I think they beat Fairfield.
So it's their second time in like 3 years or so, right? Because they made a run a couple years ago.
Yeah, they beat Purdue.
All right, I'll root for the locals early, and maybe they'll go on a run. It's happened before. But beyond that, I'm rooting against,
by the way,
Dan Hurley.
Speaking of the MAC, not the Metro Atlantic, but the Mid-Atlantic Conference, how about the way...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Akron beat Kent.
I didn't see it.
All right. Championship game, winners go into the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Kent State hits a bucket to go up one with 5 seconds left. All right. Akron inbounds the ball. Akron's the top seed. Kent's, two or three. Akron inbounds the ball. The kid for Kent thinks they're still down a point. He fouls.
Oh, tragic.
He fouls the kid for Akron. Kid for Akron hits two free throws. They lose by one.
You
wouldn't believe the coach's reaction after it happened.
I can imagine.
I mean, I felt horrible. I felt bad for the Brown kids who lost to Yale, blew a 6-point lead with 26 seconds left for a chance to go to the tournament. So, I mean, this past weekend was nuts. So much happening.
Did you watch? Did you watch the players? I watched a ton of the players.
I was watching as much as I could. It was
because you were watching mostly hoop.
Yeah, but I watched a lot yesterday.
I mean, Scottie Scheffler is just an absolute animal.
He's a beast,
and I've really grown to like him. He's such a nice guy, so likable.
Yeah,
and to do that with like a neck strain, like for 3 days, mm-hmm. crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, gotta take a break. We'll talk more college hoops later in the show with Chris Nockey coming up at 8 here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.